Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some news coming out of the women's side over the weekend. On Saturday, LSU's women's head basketball coach, Kim Mulkey, responded to a rumored article that's coming out from the Washington Post. She had went on like a 4-minute soliloquy slash tirade on Saturday in between the Tigers' March Madness games, threatening the Post with a lawsuit and claiming the reporter involved has acted unethically. Here's some audio of Coach Mulkey from this weekend.
Former players have told me that the Washington Post has contacted them and offered to let them be anonymous in a story if they'll say negative things about me. The Washington Post has called former disgruntled players to get negative quotes to include in their story. They're ignoring the 40-plus years of positive stories that people or they have heard from people about me. But you see, reporters who give a megaphone to a one-sided, embellished version of things aren't trying to tell the truth. They're trying to sell newspapers and feed the click machine. This is exactly why people don't trust journalists and the media anymore. It's these kinds of sleazy tactics and hatchet jobs that people are just tired of. I'm fed up, and I'm not going to let the Washington Post attack this university, this awesome team of young women I have.
What's the agenda of the article? Does anybody have an idea? Like, the real agenda?
I don't know what the agenda is, but Kent Babb is the writer for the Washington Post. And I guess she's claiming that Kent Babb in the Washington Post tried to get in touch with her this past week. And answer certain questions as they're prepping for, you know, the first and second round of the tournament.
She said that that the timetable that was given to her and to the university was unfair.
That's what a lot of these
with questions to
guys do. They give you 24 hours to respond or something before they put out their hit piece.
That's true, but she also said right there that he was trying to talk to her for 2 years. So,
and she refused to talk to him because she did not like the story that he or maybe the paper did on Brian Kelly when he was when he was hired at LSU, I guess, like a year ago.
The Brian Kelly article might have been warranted.
Did they talk about his fake Louisiana accent as soon as he took over the program?
They had to lead the article.
About his very cringeworthy
family
TikTok video where he's dancing and posing with a prospective LSU recruit.
She denied access or denied an interview after the Brian Kelly piece.
She says the writer sent LSU more than a dozen questions on Tuesday with a deadline to respond by Thursday, right before they tip off.
So, right.
Who knows?
And they played Rice, I think, in the first
round.
Seems
crazy. I don't want to defend this woman that I don't know anything about or the Post. I don't know where I stand on it, but there's always an agenda.
Well, going back to the Brian Kelly story, I mean, I kind of remember it. I thought it was a little unfair because it's attacking Brian Kelly, and then it was about the poverty in Baton Rouge. and they were saying how unfair it is that Brian Kelly has a $100 million contract.
Well, that's not his fault.
Yeah, that's why I think people were so upset about it. It was like, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could say that about a ton of college coaches.
About all of them.
Name one. Yeah.
I'm very interested in the article now, though.
Well, let's see what they got. They're digging up dirt. Yeah. I mean, she seems like a stern woman. Does she have, like, a lot of controversies in her past?
Yeah, kind of.
I'm guessing it's like a Bobby Knight thing. This is me not
knowing. She is kind of the female Bobby Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of
hard ass.
Abrasive.
Very abrasive.
Abrasive personality.
Like, I'll tell you, Chris Weller was abrasive.
Winner, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's at Baylor. She won 3 natties at Baylor and won last year at LSU.
You want your daughter plays basketball and you want her to improve? You send her to LSU.
I mean, she's won 86% of her games.
Right.
That seems like a pretty high percentage.
Let me tell you something. This women's tournament has some hype about it. There's some storylines.
That's some sizzle.
I'm locked in on. Yeah. And I think more.
I'm only locked in on Caitlin Clark, though. What else are you locked in
now? I'm locked in on LSU now.
On LSU, the South Carolina women is kind of interesting to me.
South Carolina women?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're undefeated.
Undefeated, so good.
Yeah.
They're third place, believe me. Caitlin Clark won, Mulkey too now.
Clark has definitely won. Did you see how Clark was acting in the Holy Cross game?
Did not.
I saw that. She was yelling at her dad in the stands.
She was yelling at everybody. Telling her to zip it, right?
She was yelling at everybody.
And was her mom the coach of Holy Cross? Is that what it is? That was what somebody told me.
Her mom?
Is that true?
I don't think so.
It might have been a guy who had too many beers at a tailgate.
Yeah, it may have been the guy who told you that just turn the autopilot off.
I don't
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear Caitlin?
I don't think it was that guy, but it wasn't that guy. Is her mom a coach?
I don't know.
Somebody told me her mom was a coach. Somebody was in her family was a coach at Holy Cross. No, is that wrong? Is he just telling me misinformation?
I would have to look on the interwebs.
I definitely had a margarita.
Was it a 90-ounce margarita?
Mexican restaurants, they come in, they're the biggest margaritas. And believe me, it wasn't that great.
You guys solving all the world's problems over margaritas.
No, I had one, but I can't believe how big it was.
Man, give me 3 of those big-ass margaritas.
Frozen or on the rocks?
Oh, I always get on the rocks. But I told him salt, and he didn't give me salt.
Hey, don't lie. Did they put the little 8-ounce Corona in it, too?
Ooh, no, some people did have things in there. Some of them had, like, Grand Marnier. Some of them had Grand Marnier things in there.
I am intrigued by a little pony of Corona dumped into my margarita. No,
you go to a legit Mexican restaurant, they'll do a frozen margarita, and they'll take a pony of Corona, flip it over, and put it in there.
There's all kinds of tchotchkes in these margaritas.
Sign me up. That sounds amazing.
Her mom was vice president of a marketing group, and now she helps lead our NIL.
Okay, so she's involved.
Maureen McGarity is the head coach.
She helps. Who's NIL? Holy Crosses?
No, her daughters.
I don't think there's any connection.
Somebody told me that we're again.
You got a bunch
Holy
of
Cross.
Drunk friends who are just talking nonsense.
Hey, give us more of them tequila shots. We're talking about women's hoops.
All right. Her mom helps the NIL for
Casamigos.
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. She's a marketing professional. Her own NIL. Now she oversees her daughter.
And Clark is on every commercial now.
Okay. I saw the video of her yelling at her dad and her dad grilling her.
And then I think there was, didn't Mulkey have some comment about Clark after they played him? She said something like, we don't ask our kids to shoot 40 times or shoot 43s.
Sounds like sour grapes to me. She doesn't have the person that shoots 40 times is the best player in hoops.
Well, I mean, she beat her, so I don't know if she's sour grapes.
Would there be an Iowa-LSU rematch?
They have to put them on the opposite sides of the bracket.
They're in the same bracket
because South Carolina and I think Texas are on the other
side.
So
if they have how many more wins? One or two more wins, would they face each other?
I think it's an elite.
They would face.
It would be an Elite Eight, right?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll clash in the Elite Eight.
So
Iowa plays West Virginia, and then LSU plays Middle Tennessee State. LSU plays the winner of the Creighton UCLA game, and if Iowa beats West Virginia and then Colorado, then they would face LSU.
That's horrible bracketing because they should have been put on opposite sides of the bracket, like so they could face in the final. That's terrible planning by whoever put together the women's bracket.
It was just the seeding. LSU's a 3 seed. Iowa's a 1.
I don't care. You can rejigger the seeding however you need.
Why? You think it's not a big – if they face each other in the Elite Eight, it's still a huge matchup.
You need them facing in the final game.
No, but that's not how they do it.
I don't care how they do it.
They seed it 1-68.
You can always redo how you do it. Yeah. To make You can manipulate it so that you get the best matchups.
But the people that are making the bracket, you know, the seedings in the brackets,
yeah.
They don't care that Cakes wants to see them in the Final Four.
You know what they should care about? TV ratings. That's what they should
care about. They're going to get a TV rating.
Well, they'd get a bigger rating if they played in the final than if they played in the Elite Eight. That's my opinion, which I believe is the correct
opinion. LSU wouldn't make it to the final. LSU's not better than South Carolina. South Carolina is going to dominate that side of the bracket.
I didn't think about that part. I'm just thinking out loud here.
So that's how you get it in. Yeah. That's how you get it in.
Okay. Okay. All right. I didn't say that my plan didn't have flaws.
All right.
You think I've thought this through?
We know you didn't.
Yeah. Most thoughts are not well thought out.
Hey, are you having Casamigos with EB and his friends?
I was not. I know that Caitlin Clark's mom doesn't work for Holy Cross.
How'd you
know
that? You didn't know that. You just assumed
I just assumed that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't have a guy who had 9 mezcal shots telling me that over the weekend.
But Clark she didn't play very well in that first quarter. She was turning the ball over, but she was getting bitter. She's yelling at people.
But wasn't her dad getting bitter at her? For like getting on
the
officials?
She was yelling. Yes. That's yeah. But it seemed like she was yelling at the officials, her teammates, her coach.
Mm-hmm. So are we all going to watch tonight?
She's 8:00. Feisty.
Iowa versus West Virginia.
8 p.m.
I'm going to watch it. I'll watch a little bit.
If you text me,
I'll text you guys.
Send me a reminder text.
I'll watch.
8 p.m.
A little bit. You definitely got to text me, though.
You'll definitely forget.
Yeah, because I'd be on the sim or something. You know, I mean, who knows what I'll be doing?
Don't
be in
know
the hot tub.
Yeah. You'll have other plans.
Smoking a cigar. I ordered cigars.
Mm. Good ones? Medium?
Cheap.
Cheapies?
I'm a cheapie.
You went cheap?
I'm cheapie. Yeah, I'm cheapie.
B. Mitch would probably look at them and tear them into 1,000
If you know
pieces.
Anything about cigars, you'd probably mock me. Yeah.
Well, B. Mitch knows about good cigars.
He does. He knows about good cologne. I know that.
He certainly knows that, too.
Although I haven't been smelling him lately. He hasn't been smelling as good.
I mean, he's in now. You could go give him a whiff.
Maybe
see what he'd come up with.
I'd be scared to sniff him.
You're scared to sniff him? Might tackle you?
Yeah. Punch you.
Normally you could smell him from a couple.
He looks more badass. He looks more badass with his goatee now.
I know. He's doing that goatee.
I saw him growing
bit, huh?
That in, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
By the way, you guys didn't notice that I shaved. Although it's coming back.
What are you supposed to say? Notice when you shave?
Hey, congrats.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I look handsome.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Okay,
right, if you say so.
You may think that, but I don't. I mean, I don't look at you and say, "Wow, you'd be shaved today."
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Would never happen.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Right. Remember, you can go vote.
Cakes, you need to shave, by the way.
Well, I mean, people have told me that from time to time. The Junkies poll of the day is up right now at Junks Radio on Twitter, presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. It's a very simple one. Will Alex Ovechkin reach 30 goals on the season? So go cast your vote now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.